AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. GOP governors are using buses and now planes to send migrants to Democratic strongholds in what some call political stunts that fail to address a need for immigration reform. AP's Norman Hall has this on a pair of charter flights paid with state taxpayer money by Florida's Ron DeSantis.
The head of community services in Martha's Vineyard says the 48 mostly Venezuelan migrants flown in by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were given directions to her agency. And Elizabeth Folcarelli says the migrants were also misled.
They were told that they would have a job and they would have housing, and we had a program for them, basically.
Well-wishers dropped off donations and volunteers signed up to provide whatever help they could offer. Responding partners included a church. Governor DeSantis says the flights were part of an effort to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary destinations. Florida Democratic gubernatorial nominee Charlie Crist said DeSantis is treating the migrants inhumanely for sheer political gain. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden met at the White House with civil rights leaders, educators, and clergy who have been dealing with increased violence.
In America, evil will not win. It will not prevail. And white supremacists will not have the last word.
The Justice Department says in 2020, hate crimes in the U.S. were the highest in more than 10 years. Political violence fueled by lies about the 2020 election is overlapping with hate crimes. A federal judge appoints former Brooklyn, New York federal judge and prosecutor Raymond Deary as special master to arbitrate and inspect the classified and top secret records found at former President Donald Trump's Florida resort. Judge Eileen Cannon, appointed to the bench by Trump, refused a Justice Department request to lift her temporary prohibition on the department's use of the classified records in its investigation. This is AP News. A volunteer Ukrainian medic testifies before Congress.
Yulia Paevska is considered a hero in Ukraine and goes by the name Tyra.
The first 20 days of this war I spent in Mariupol, which was hell.
Then she was detained.
I spent 3 months in Russian captivity, which was hell too.
Paevska told lawmakers of torture by Russian forces.
A dead child in mother's arms. A 7-year-old boy with bullet wounds dying in my lap.
What does she want?
Designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Recognize this aggression as a genocide. Help us to save Ukraine.
She said genocide. Paevska received global attention after her body cam footage was provided to the AP. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.